Stop! What the heck is this spooky Frontier Republican music doing at the beginning of my program? God, these redcoats are everywhere. Let's try that again. Here we go. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment from very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media. This is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy birthday to me. Much to the dismay of all the redcoats across the fruited plain, the good Lord has saw fit to bestow upon them my presence for yet another year, exuding the talent that only the good Lord could provide. You might say that it's on loan from on high. Ah, there it is. Talent on loan from on high. Clearly documented to be almost always right, 98.82% of the time. That's right, my friends. We recalculated the numbers, and they've actually gone up. Which, of course, is something that the Wyoming media need not even attempt, because they wouldn't come anywhere close, and the result would be an embarrassingly low number. So anyway, it started off to be a heck of a birthday. We've got a birthday episode coming up. My Rangers have decided to stop losing. Shocking though it may seem, it appears they may get a playoff spot. Couple of birthday wishes I think I'll share with you from Laura up in Northeast Wyoming. Happy birthday to one of my favorite radio hosts. I hope your day was great, and you, sir, are badass enough to spread the truth and tell it like it is. Well, thank you, Laura. I do have a great day planned. A birthday card from Betsy in Buffalo. It's a picture of a squirrel, and on the top of it, it says, "When you get a little older, it gets harder and harder to find your nuts. So enjoy your birthday." Yes, Betsy, that's true. But in Wyoming, it does not get harder to find redcoats. They're everywhere. Thank you, Betsy, for the birthday wishes. And from our pal Joey Correnti, happy birthday to the Mr. Miyagi of the microphone. Thank you very much all for all of the birthday wishes that I've already received this morning. And one piece of exciting news, my birthday gift to me arrived yesterday. It's a 1950s Electro Voice 635 microphone. It's incredible. And, my friends, it still works. When I plugged it in, I was expecting like the gravelly old microphone sound. Not so. It sounds amazing. Now, when I finally get the Ditto Cam up and running in the new studio, you'll be able to see it. And on special occasions, I'll plug it in and use it. But it's absolutely incredible. I'm super excited about it. And you probably don't even have to guess what color it is. See, they knew I was on the way even back in the 50s. Yeah, remember what I was saying before about the Almighty. All right, we should probably get something done on the program today. First, a couple of events that are coming up that you probably need to be aware of. Tomorrow, that's Thursday, September 14th, at the Story Women's Club, I'm helping put on an event with Leah Southwell from the John Birch Society. We're going to talk about the Constitution, solutions that states have, and why an Article 5 Convention of States would be a really terrible idea. Now, again, that's going to happen at the Story Women's Club tomorrow evening at 6:30. It's going to be a great program, and I hope that you can attend. There's no charge for it. However, donations are appreciated. Everything costs money, and you have to pay to put stuff like this on. So I hope to see you there tomorrow evening. It'll be a great time. Make sure that you pay attention to the program like you always do in the next few episodes. There's a couple of big stories that are coming next week that we're still working on. So I'm not at liberty to tell you what they are quite yet, but make sure that you don't miss an episode of Cowboy State Politics. Make sure you subscribe and follow the program. You can do that from the Podbean app on the website, or if you just go to the any episode link, you can click the little button in the upper right-hand corner, and it says subscribe and follow, and that way you'll be notified of any new episodes to the program. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe to the new Cowboy State Politics mailing list. You can do that by going to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, and all the way at the bottom, there's a little form you fill out, and it'll add you to the mailing list, which we're going to start probably later this week. I'll fill you in on what happened during the program that week and what's coming up. So if you want to stay in tune with what's happening on Cowboy State Politics, that's what you need to do. On with the program. As is now customary and tradition at Cowboy State Politics, on my birthday, we do my favorite thing, hunt for redcoats. It's not really a hunt because the Wyoming Capitol is crawling with them. In fact, there are 31 Republicans in the House of Representatives. Well, they claim to be Republicans. They really aren't. They're really just Democrats who registered as a Republican so that they could get elected. And that reminds me. It's been a while since I've explained why it is that I call all these jokers redcoats. See, I'm a historian. I've got a degree in American history, and my favorite time period is the Revolutionary War. Well, during the Revolution, the British had spies everywhere. And the truth is, nobody really knew who was a patriot and who was a redcoat, because they all dressed the same. And it wasn't until these redcoats would go to a home that they had seized from a colonist and took off their patriot clothes did they reveal themselves for who they really were. Redcoats. People who were loyal to the British crown, who were opposed to simple ideas like liberty and freedom. People who would turn each other in for being supportive of the revolution. See, it's the highest insult that I could possibly ever come up with for all of these idiots down in Cheyenne that think that they're Republicans or pretend that they're Republicans, and yet they're just straight-up liberal Democrats. And when it's campaign season, they knock on our doors and they say stuff like, taxes are too high, I love my guns, I don't really like abortion, I'm a conservative, and you should vote for me. And because we're a trusting bunch in Wyoming, we go to the polling place and we fill in that little circle and vote for them. And then they go to Cheyenne and do exactly the opposite of what they told us they were going to do. They spend money by the dump truck load. They restrict your freedom. They don't really like guns. In fact, any piece of gun legislation that comes up, they try to get rid of it. And for all their pronouncements of being pro-life, any type of pro-life bill that comes through there, they will stand on the floor and claim, I don't like abortion. I'm pro-life, but we have to be able to kill babies. Okay, that last bit was a little editorializing on my part, but that's basically what they're saying. They are redcoats, liberal Democrats masquerading as Republicans. They're dishonest, and they're the worst type of politician. And unfortunately, my friends, our legislature is just lousy with them. So anyway, my friends, on my birthday, we go hunt for redcoats, and we're going to go after the chief redcoat. Well, one of the chief redcoats. Redcoat Speaker of the House, Albert Sommers. There's a quick story behind why that little Napoleon wannabe Albert Sommers ended up in my crosshairs yet again, and I'll start with that right after the break. But first, a completely egregious moment of self-aggrandizement. We'll get back to hunting for redcoats in just a second. But first, an absolutely obscene profit timeout. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for any type of metal structure, it doesn't really matter what it is, whether it's a garage or a big barn or maybe a roping arena, so that you can practice all of your rodeo stuff year-round and stay out of the 20 below zero weather that's coming. Or maybe you need a giant warehouse for your business. The guys that you need to talk to are Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. They're the best at what they do, and they've been doing it longer than just about anybody else around. So it doesn't matter what type of metal building you're thinking about. Just give Nick and Jesse a call, and they'll handle all the details. Again, their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. It's Wednesday, and that means it's Gun of the Week time from Gunrunner Auctions. Because it's my birthday, and I can pick any gun that I want for the Gun of the Week, there is no other firearm that I would choose than a beautiful Browning High Power 9mm pistol. It's lot number 19. It's a Browning High Power manufactured in 1969. It's in excellent like-new condition. It's the T-Series model. If you know anything about Brownings, that's the one that you want to get. So it's got a 4 and 5/8 inch barrel, which is pretty much typical for every Browning High Power. It's got 100% bright blue finish with zero wear. It's got round hammer and checkered wood grips. The thing is gorgeous. You absolutely have to go look at this firearm. It's absolutely amazing. And it's lot number 19. It can be yours at thegunrunner.com. And now, all the stuff that Redcoat Speaker of the House Albert Sommers doesn't want you to know about him. Welcome back to the program. David Iverson behind the silver cowboy state politics microphone. Talent on loan from on high. I've always said that imitation is the best form of flattery, and I've never been a fan of recreating the wheel. So, if something works, you should just go with it. And if you've been listening to cowboy state politics for any length of time, you know that a couple of my idols are Rush Limbaugh and Paul Harvey. So it just makes sense that I take elements from their program and use them here. And I've never been bashful about telling you where it comes from. Actually, I think everybody knows that. So if it works with the program, we just go with it. That's what we do here at Cowboy State Politics. So Albert Sommers, Speaker of the House. Little Napoleon wannabe, just not quite as smart. The not quite as smart part. I'm sure you're thinking that that's some sort of insult, but it's really not. If there's one person in this state that Albert Sommers probably shouldn't have the attention of, it's me. I'm sure he already knows that I don't have any particular affection for the little guy. And frankly, if he wanted to come on the program, I'd give him an entire hour. Of course, I'm not keeping my hopes up on that because that would force him to be held accountable, which is one thing that Albert Sommers really doesn't like. In fact, he would rather just mislead you as to what he's actually been doing. I mentioned before the break that there's a little teeny weeny story that you need to be aware of. Recently, Representative John Eklund has stepped down from the Select Water Committee, and he said the reason that he had to do that is to focus on his lymphoma. Our prayers go out to Representative Eklund, even though he's not exactly the most conservative guy down there. But he's in good company with the 31 other Redcoats, including Albert Sommers. So there was a vacancy on Select Water. Albert Sommers chose to nominate Representative Poisonberry Crago for that position. As if Barry Crago needs another committee. Let's see here. How many does Mr. Poisonberry have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 4, if you don't count House rules, because they really don't look at any legislation or anything. They're just the rules committee. So, if you add Select Water to that list, that means he's got 5 committees. Crago has only been in the House for a term and a half, and he has 5 committees. Compare that to one of the senior members in the Wyoming House of Representatives, Representative Mark Jennings, who has 1 committee. Now, why would Crago be put on another committee? Well, because Representative Barry Crago is a Redcoat, and he's very much an ally of Speaker of the House Albert Sommers. In case you haven't figured it out yet, I grate my teeth every single time I have to talk about Barry Crago. A gigantic disappointment, and I'm absolutely embarrassed to say that he's my representative. But I digress. So anyway, he puts Poisonberry on Select Water. Now, when Albert Sommers was questioned about this by yet another senior member of the Wyoming House of Representatives, a conservative, Albert Sommers told him that the reason he wasn't selected is because he's friends with me. That's what I said, my friends. Apparently, Albert's still a little butthurt about this representative introducing me on the floor of the House of Representatives. You see, that's a tradition down there. I'm an Eagle Scout, and that's why I got introduced by one of the representatives, because they were honoring other Eagle Scouts in the room, and I happened to be one, so that's why he introduced me. Well, Albert didn't like that very much, because I don't like Albert Sommers very much. Allow me to tell you why, aside from the little incident that I just mentioned, that is. So, in case you don't remember, in October of 2021, the Wyoming legislature voted to hold a special session to deal with what they perceived were going to be vaccine mandates. And so they all went down to Cheyenne for a week-long session to come up with some sort of piece of legislation to help Wyoming citizens not have to jab a sharp piece of metal into their arm that they didn't want there in the first place. You know, to deal with things like liberty and freedom and Article 1, Section 38 of the Wyoming Constitution that says you have the right to make your own healthcare decisions. In the end, they didn't get anything done anyway because of, you guessed it, the Redcoats. It was almost over before it ever began. Then Representative Albert Sommers made a motion on the floor to adjourn the entire legislative session for the House of Representatives. That's right. At a time, Wyoming citizens were very worried about mask and vaccine mandates, more so the vaccines than the masks. But we sent our people down there to come up with something to protect us. And what is the very first thing that Albert Sommers does? He tries to kill the entire thing before anything happens. Here he is saying it.
Mr. Speaker, I move the following. Number one, that the House of Representatives, 66th Wyoming State Legislature, be adjourned from the October 2021 special session until a date and time which are determined jointly by the President of the Senate and by the Speaker of the House of Representatives.
He didn't want anybody to talk about it. And he certainly didn't want your representative to be able to go to Cheyenne and advocate on your behalf for your medical freedom. He didn't want any of that. His motion failed, though it didn't really matter very much in the end because the only thing they got accomplished was to give the governor some money for a lawsuit. That's it. We spent $275,000 on the special session, and we got Bubkiss. So much for representing your interests. Yeah. Well, a couple days after he tried to deep six the entire special session, Albert claimed that he's in it for your medical freedom. Uh-huh. That's what I said. Listen to it.
And I think we do have to look at our people back home. I'm vaccinated. I got 3 vaccine shots. They want to give me a 4th? Have at it. But I've got a lot of constituents that don't want vaccines, that are workers for companies. And so I think I have to look at that and what they want to see. And I got to look at my businesses and what they want.
Wait a minute. You have to look at what your people want? What were you thinking on the first day when you tried to kill the entire special session, Albert? And he absolutely gets 0 points for sticking himself with that dumb vaccine 3 times. Right now, he's probably up to shot number 27 or something. Not a very smart move there. Back to this whole committee thing for just a second. Committees are supposed to be made up of a balance of Republicans and Democrats. They actually have rules saying that how many people from which party can be on a certain committee. They're not for furthering your own political whims. In fact, here's Albert Sommers saying that we have to have balance in our legislative processes. Actually, he says it's his job. This is the whole soundbite from where I got that last one I played a minute ago. Here it is.
But in the end, you know, I view my job down here as to try to find that balance between whatever that is, that solution we're looking for, that balance. It's always lies somewhere in the middle. It's never, in my mind, it's never always here or always there. It's somewhere in that spectrum. You know, and I think we've got closer. And I think we do have to look at our people back home. I'm vaccinated. I got 3 vaccine shots. They want to give me a 4th? Have at it. But I've got a lot of constituents that don't want vaccines, that are workers for companies. And And so I think I have to look at that and what they want to see. And I got to look at my businesses and what they want. And that's my job as a policymaker, to try to craft that middle, to try to find that razor's edge, that thread, that needle.
Oh, thread the needle, that razor's edge, find the balance. I wonder where all that stuff about balance was 3 days earlier when he was trying to kill the entire special session. Isn't the internet great, Albert? It's forever. Now let's talk about his voting record. Hold on. First, we've got to go to the cow pie. In an article published on August 27th, 2023, Albert Sommers says, and I quote, "Traditional conservative Republicans controlled the legislature during this 12-year period of exponential growth in Wyoming's permanent savings accounts, not the Freedom Caucus, who touts themselves as being conservative. In the 2023 general session, the Freedom Caucus voted against a budget that will save nearly $1.5 billion by the end of fiscal year 2024. End quote. Okay, first of all, Albert Sommers is not a conservative. During his time in the legislature, most of which was in leadership, the budget in Wyoming tripled. In case you're not good at math, Albert, which evidently you're not, tripled means times three. Yep, that's a crap load. And all of that savings stuff they're talking about, really what they did is they set up a series of trust funds that were easily accessible. But they're trying to convince you that it is savings. When you and I think of savings, we have an account where we put money and it's there for a rainy day and you don't touch it. That is not how Albert Sommers and the rest of his redcoat buddies operate in the Wyoming legislature. They set up a trust fund, which they conveniently call a coffee can, and that way in the next session they can go back and grab that money and use it for one of their purposes, a pet project, for example. Don't believe me? Here's Albert Sommers himself saying it.
$10 million were to sit in a bucket in a coffee can for this purpose until the next session. Are we really harming anything? That's what I want to understand is if we have it there, is there harm in that? Because we will override this in any budget process when we actually expend all $1 billion or one whatever billion of the ARPA money. So,
yeah. Is there really any harm in putting a bunch of money into a coffee can and then in the next session using it for some other purpose? Is there any harm in that? Well, I don't know. You're lying to your constituents, Albert. I mean, that might be kind of a problem for you. Well, anyway, let's get to the moment you've all been waiting for. Let's find out exactly how conservative Albert Sommers is. I mean, he can't be. He's a redcoat, so he's not conservative at all. But let's find out how bad. The truth is that Albert Sommers is one of the most liberal members of the Wyoming legislature. According to Evidence-Based Wyoming, which, again, all they do is track how often somebody votes with the Democrats or votes with the Republicans. But overall, in the 2023 legislative session, 81% of the time, Albert Sommers voted right alongside with Democrat Minority Floor Leader Mike Yin. Now, that was just 2023. Overall, Albert Sommers and Mike Yin have shared a grand total of 1,939 votes, of which 1,545 times Albert Sommers has voted right in lockstep with Democrat Mike Yin. That's 79.68% of the time across Mike Yin's entire tenure in the legislature. 1,545 times, those are just recorded votes, so that number is actually a lot higher. Now, of course, if you vote with Mike Yin, it also means that you vote alongside the other Democrats as well. In fact, with new Democrat, Wyoming's version of George Soros, Liz Storr, he voted an average of 85.07% of the time. 85%. And this guy has the stones to call himself a conservative. What about Trey Sherwood? 83.45. Carly Provenza? 80% of the time. And new Democrat Ken Chestek, 82.74% of the time. If you compare that with how often he sided with the conservatives, take Mark Jennings, for example. Over their time in the legislature together, they've shared 3,429 votes. Of that, only 60.63% of the time have Albert and Mark Jennings voted alongside each other. That means they've only shared 2,079 votes they agreed on. John Baer, the chairman of the Wyoming Freedom Caucus, well, that's only 56% of the time those two vote together. And what about Clarence Stivar? Out of the 1,924 votes that they've shared, they've only agreed on 1,061 of them. That's only 55%. Those are probably just the votes that everybody agrees on. You know, should we keep the lights on at the prison, or maybe should we shovel the sidewalks at the Wyoming Capitol? Those sorts of things. But on the vast majority of issues, Albert Somers does not agree with the conservatives in the House of Representatives. In fact, he's a big Democrat. He just doesn't admit it. In my opinion, the best website you can use to gauge how conservative your legislator is WyoVote. And they take every single roll call vote and rate it basically according to the Republican Party platform. I mean, basic principles, right? Constitutional leaning, support of guns, those sorts of things. On their list, drum roll please. He is the 65th most conservative legislator in the Wyoming Capitol. He is the polar opposite of our pal Ken Pendergraft. And he's so far away from Mark Jennings, it's not even worth mentioning. So whether it's spending, tripling the budget during your time in office, or putting money into coffee cans to hide it from your constituents and mislead them, or to making completely contradictory statements within a span of a couple days, or trying to convince you of things that just aren't true, or making partisan decisions on committee assignments just because those legislators are friends with me, your name must be Albert Somers. Well, that'll do it for today's birthday redcoat hunt. I've got things to do, places to go, people to see, birthday presents to receive. Have a good rest of your week. Don't forget about the Thursday live program, which begins every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. You can find the link at cowboystatepolitics.com or on the Cowboy State Politics Facebook page. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns at the Cowboy State Politics Northern Command Studio in Sheridan, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.